Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
And realize there's a policy proposal that says your plan, and I'm going to quote it for folks, is to shift the tax burden from overtaxed homeowners in the outer boroughs to more expensive homes in richer and whiter neighborhoods. Explain why you are bringing race into your tax proposal.
That is just a description of what we see right now. It's not driven by race. It's more of an assessment of what neighborhoods are being undertaxed versus overtaxed.
So no plans to change that language on your website.
The focus here is to actually ensure a fair property tax system. And that the use of that language is just an assessment of the neighbor.
So there you have Zoran Mamdani, which I question whether or not I'm actively questioning. I don't have the answer yet. Does that matter to us here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the state of Missouri, in the state of Illinois, what happens in New York City? He's asked there by Kristen Welker from NBC. You know, you've identified that white neighborhoods, blah, blah, blah. Why is it about race? And he's like, oh, that's just a notation of how things actually are. Well, yeah, obviously you're seeing things through race. And that seems to be very important because it was included there in that assessment. What does the Zoran Mamdani campaign for New York City mayor have to do with the rest of the country? Should we all be watching very closely? Let's ask our friend Roy Murdoch, who's with us now, nationally syndicated columnist and has an article in The Spectator currently called Zoran Has Two Daddies. Welcome back, Roy Murdoch. Good to have you here.
Andy, great to be with you again.
So talk to me about, I know that this, you live in New York City, correct?
I sure do. I'm right now in my apartment in Manhattan, right below Union Square in the East Village.
So here in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm curious if you think the Mamdani race is going to have an effect on the rest of the country. But first, let's get to your situation there. This would be, Mamdani would be your mayor. What's at stake right now for New Yorkers like yourself?
Oh, there's a lot at stake. I hope this guy loses on November 4th, which is just under 3 weeks away. I will give him credit for being very charismatic, very well-spoken. He is very smooth. So unfortunately, which makes it kind of sad that such an attractive vehicle is hauling around such shop-worn and destructive goods. And if he becomes mayor of New York, he's got a whole agenda of things he wants to do, raising taxes on a city that's already overtaxed. Basically, he's talked repeatedly about defunding the police, although he says he doesn't want to do that now. But I think if he gets in, that's exactly what he'll be doing. All sorts of freebies, free grocery stores, free every bus will be free, free this, free that, free child care, universal child care at no cost. I don't know where he's going to get the money for all these freebies and goodies when his tax base is going to up and move to Palm Beach. And wealthy people say, you know what, I don't have to live here anymore. By the way, they don't have to leave and never come back. They can get their 6 months plus one day in Palm Beach or in Nashville or Texas, whatever it is, avoid this big tax increase, pay no income tax. And if they want to come back, every few weeks and go see a Broadway show or go shopping or go out to some lovely restaurant, they can do that and then get back on their planes and fly out of here. And their tax income will not be sitting at City Hall for Zoran Mayor Mamdani to spend. And I think a lot of his promises of free this and free that will disappear because he won't have the money to pay for stuff to give it away for free.
You know, I think what's interesting about your article in The Spectator, Zoran Has Two Daddies, is that these ideas that Mamdani is espousing in this race are not new ideas. You cite two names, Marx and Lenin. Talk to us about why you think that the ideas that he's pushing into this New York City mayoral race come from those two names that are pretty, you know, inflammatory names in today's politics.
Correct. Yeah, the full headline is in the American Spectator article, Zoran has two daddies, Marx and Lenin had a boy, and his name is Mamdani. And I took a look at a number of these quotes from Mamdani, comments on the campaign trail, comments he's made at speeches, comments he's put on X and social media, and then went back and compared comments and from the writings and speeches, what have you, of Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, co-authors of the Communist Manifesto, V.I. Lenin, the man who launched the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin, great dictator of the Soviet Union, Mao Zedong, the man who started communism in China, and then Fidel Castro did the same in Cuba. And repeatedly I found comments from these guys which sound just like Mamdani. It's quite amazing. For example, he said back in, this is a statement by Mamdani back, this was in 2021, he gave a speech to the Democratic Socialists of America, and he said the quote-unquote end goal, final phase of what they're trying to do, should be, quote, the seizing the means of production. And this comment is from Friedrich Engels, the co-author with Karl Marx of the Communist Manifesto. And he wrote, quote, with the seizing of the means of production by society, production of commodities is done away with, and simultaneously the mastery of the product over the producer. That's in something he wrote called Socialism, Utopian, and Scientific. And then you've got another wonderful comment by Mamdani, who said in mid-July of this year, is when the video came out, in which he said, if there was, which is, of course, ungrammatical, if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now, he said. And this is from the Communist Manifesto of 1848 by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. Quote, the theory of the communists may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of private property, unquote. Mm. So you've got things coming out of the mouth of a young and talented Zoran Mamdani, which are just verbatim out of literally the Communist Manifesto. It is very scary and very terrifying, and this man is within 3 weeks of taking over City Hall in New York City, the biggest city in America.
Is the candidacy of a Zoran Mamdani, you articulated this well at the beginning of this conversation, like the vessel with which this Marxist Leninism is coming into this race, the Zoran Mamdani delivery of it, the package of it, is very attractive just on its surface. Then you dig deep, as you, of course, are going to do, Tory Murdoch, and folks realize that, yeah, it'd be nice to have, lower rent and free groceries or price controlled this and price controlled that. Like, that all sounds nice, but the practicality of it, we know in this country that it doesn't work. It's never worked the way communists try to tell you that it could work. And the only way for it to work is if we do own nothing. I don't think anybody is actually really for that. But we've watched over how long? A decade plus of Bernie Sanders being mainstream. I remember Hillary Clinton not being willing to define the difference between a Democrat and a Democratic Socialist. I mean, the left side of the aisle hasn't been willing to call out the communist-leaning folks in their wing to define who they are, to separate the Democratic Party from Zoran Mamdani. So I feel like Mamdani is inevitable.
Well, you're right. I mean, I hear a lot of people say, well, the Democratic Party has been hijacked by the left. No, the Democratic Party is the left. In fact, if you look at the vote record for Chuck Schumer, this is according to the CPAC scores. They look at congressional votes and rank people. Zero means you're all the way on the left. 100, you're all the way on the right. And at least according to that measure, I believe, if I remember correctly, Bernie Sanders has a CPAC rating of roughly 6. And I believe that Chuck Schumer's is about a 4.5 to a 5. So Chuck Schumer's actually to the left of Bernie Sanders. So if Chuck Schumer's been hijacked, he hijacked himself because he's no middle of the road Democrat. He's a left wing Democrat, and that's where these people are. And look, you've got only a handful, a couple of people in the Democrat Party stood up and said, look, we're liberal Democrats. We love taxes. We love spending. But this takes it too far. Instead, and in addition to that, you've had Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, endorse Mamdani. Our Attorney General, Letitia James, is obviously in hot water in her own right for mortgage fraud allegations. She's endorsed Mamdani. Hakeem Jeffries has hinted that he'll have something to say. I don't know if he's going to endorse him or not, but we'll see. You see very few people do what Republicans did when an extremist won a Republican nomination in Louisiana. This goes back to the race between Edwin Edwards and David Duke, who was previously the Grand Wizard of the KKK. When he won, somehow managed to win the Republican endorsement or Republican nomination for governor of Louisiana, he was denounced by the local Republican Party. Republicans from Daddy Bush on down denounced this guy. They didn't give any money. And the local Republicans, in fact, went so far as to endorse Edwin Edwards, the Democratic governor, Democrat incumbent governor. And they put out, I think, the greatest single bumper sticker in American political history. It referred to the fact that Governor Edwards was a guy with all sorts of corruption going on. He had all kinds of corruption allegations, eventually got locked up. And the bumper sticker said, "Vote for the crook. It's important." This is put up by Republicans to get the Democrat elected because they wanted nothing to do with the former Klansman as their nominee. And I've not seen anything like that on the part of Democrats saying, look, we don't want a communist running City Hall. We're going to abandon this guy. Either they endorse him or they kind of stay quiet and don't say anything. Mm.
DeRoy, is there a moderate left any longer in this country?
A moderate? No, I don't think so. I think the left wing has gone full woke at best. Full Hamas at worst, and I would be very happy to see the return of the tax and spend Democrats who say, look, you know, we sing the Star Spangled Banner with you, we love America, we wave the American flag, we love the 4th of July, but we want to raise taxes and take the money and help the poor out. You know, we can have an intelligent adult discussion rather about how much to tax and how much to spend with people of goodwill who differ with us on those specifics. But when you see people burning flags, when you see folks going around and trying to burn down courthouses around the country, successfully burn down police precincts, and now physically attack and even shoot ICE officers, and then you see the people in Congress, the Democrats in Congress, shutting down the government. I think this is now day 14 or day 15 because they want to give $192 billion in healthcare subsidies to illegal aliens who are not even American citizens. These are people they're not even people who came in with passports and visas. These are people who broke into our country. And these Democrats today in 2025 are willing to shut down their big, beautiful, gigantic government, which they love, over the issue of them being able to give $182 billion in medical freebies to illegal aliens. So there's no moderate left. There are no moderate Democrats left. We're dealing with a hardcore left-wing culturally Marxist party right now, unfortunately.
You know, DeRoy, as I'm listening to you speak, I'm thinking about how Donald Trump has made a lot of hay out of saying "Make America Great Again." The implication there is that America has in its history been great and we'd like to be great again. Of course, the Republicans will define that one way. But I'm thinking about what I hear the Democrats say the most as well. And they say that democracy is at stake. This is the end of democracy. That kind of in its own right implies that there is a way that it is or has been that needs to be preserved. And I'm thinking that battle cry that I hear from the left so often, it's going to be the end of democracy unless, and then of course you have to vote for Democrats, only one party in order to save democracy. That's weird. But in addition to that, how do you hate a country but want to preserve something that exists already? It seems that that's a conflict in the Democratic Party, or at least in their messaging to the people who they're trying to persuade to vote for them.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I guess they're saying we hate the country, but we love the country's history or something like this. I don't know. It is a bit of a disconnect. But, you know, you've heard people, even people like, I think, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, where you live and where I'm sure a lot of people are hearing our voices right now, saying that Trump wants to end democracy and somehow he's going to cancel the midterm elections. How on earth is the President of the United States, whether it's Donald J. Trump or anybody else, going to cancel the midterm elections? That's not going to happen. There's no constitutional power to cancel the elections. This is silly stuff. But this is all they've got because they don't have a positive, constructive program to make America more prosperous, more free, more safe, whatever it might be, domestically or overseas. All they've got is, you know, orange man bad. Trump is literally Hitler, and he's going to end the elections, and so let's give free stuff away to people who broke into the United States of America. This is the platform now of the far-left, insane, culturally Marxist Democrat Party. This is not your grandma and grandpa's Democrat Party anymore.
You know, when I think about that, the allegation that Trump is going to cancel the election, my mind wanders into how aggressive and violent we've seen the Democratic Party be. And every Republican that I hear and talk to and interview, what if that topic comes up, it's like, that's the most outrageous thing you could possibly think. Like, who, where are you getting the fact that the elections are going to be canceled? And it makes me concerned that the Democrats, if this continues on, the violent part of the people who are motivated by these Democrat parties could create a scenario where maybe the elections would be under threat. And they're just predisposing people to be ready for the blame to be put onto the Republicans, because it seems like their only investment is not fixing problems, just making sure we know who to blame for these problems.
Well, that's interesting. I think what you're talking about is, let me see if I can come up with a phrase for this, probably prophylactic psychological projection.
Yes.
I think is what you're suggesting. And they tell everyone, oh, my God, the Republicans are going to shut down the elections. And then they can get Antifa and BLM and the other folks out in the streets to disrupt the election. And then when they lose, they can say, oh, my God, look, Trump shut down the election. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. And if you say this enough over a year, year and a half period, then if it gets to the point where there's so much violence, people can't show up at the polls on election day, yeah. What have you, and Democrat candidates lose to Republicans, they can say, oh, my God, it's a stolen election. And then we can go through another cycle of chaos, violence and tension in this country, which is not good for anybody.
God forbid.
That may be the sort of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Long game plot these people are playing, and if they did that, it would be horrible and terrible, but not at all surprising from these folks anymore.
In the effort to try to make it make sense, I haven't come up with anything yet. So,
Yeah, well, it's a good theory. We'll see what happens.
Droy, thank you for being with us as always. We appreciate you.
All right, Amy, thank you very much.
Take care. See you. Bye-bye. Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor, Droy Murdoch. Eric Schmidt's going to be with us in about 10 minutes, the senator from the state of Missouri and my adopted senator in Illinois. I appreciate him very much. I'm excited to talk to him. In 10 minutes, we're going to discuss the letter that he sent calling for an investigation into left-wing violence. I think that that's an inflammatory statement, but then at the same time, I'm like, how do you say it in a different way? It's not like the statement is untrue. Generally speaking, inflammatory statements take something that is true and try to make it bigger than it is. Do we as a country not think that there is a violence that's stemming out of left-wing politics right now? The far left that is enraged and angry and acting out on it? Let's talk to Senator Eric Schmidt about it in less than 10 minutes. Don't go away. Girls smile
when we... Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.